This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran is sending mixed signals today as tensions with the U.S. appear to ease. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is warning of a very dangerous response if the U.S. makes, quote, another mistake. This comes a day after both sides appear to step back from the brink. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a measure limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi describes last week's drone strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani as provocative and disproportionate. She made the comment in a statement announcing the vote on a war powers resolution that seems certain to pass the House despite solid Republican opposition. Senator Tim Kaine is circulating a similar proposal in the Republican-controlled Senate, and while that one faces a decidedly uphill fight, a number of Republicans, including Utah's Mike Lee and Rand Paul of Kentucky, have indicated they're at least willing to listen and may even co-sponsor a resolution. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.